From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Currently, Dr. Cairns is bringing a series of studies in Psalm 119. The subject of the psalm is the Word of God. In this series, Dr. Cairns is focusing on verses 9 through 16 as he expounds the theme of living clean in an unclean world. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled Divine Recompense. The text is Proverbs 11, verse 25. He that watereth shall be watered also himself. If I carefully consider others, God will consider me, and in some way or other he will recompense me. Let me consider the poor, and the Lord will consider me. Let me look after little children, and the Lord will treat me as his child. Let me feed his flock, and he will feed me. Let me water his garden, and he will make a watered garden of my soul. This is the Lord's own promise. Be it mine to fulfill the condition, and then to expect its fulfillment. I may care about myself till I grow morbid. I may watch over my own feelings till I feel nothing. And I may lament my own weakness till I grow almost too weak to lament. It will be far more profitable for me to become unselfish, and out of love to my Lord Jesus, begin to care for the souls of those around me. My tank is getting very low. No fresh rain comes to fill it. What shall I do? I will pull up the plug and let its contents run out to water the withering plants around me. What do I see? My cistern seems to fill as it flows. A secret spring is at work. While all was stagnant, the fresh spring was sealed. But as my stock flows out to water others, the Lord thinketh upon me. Hallelujah.
Christ, holding forth the word of light, shining on through peace and strife.
Every so often here on Let the Bible Speak, we've made mention of Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include, why did Christ have to become a man? Why does a good God allow suffering? Or, what is the unpardonable sin? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. All of these video clips are available on the ltbsradio.com website. But in addition, we're happy to be able to provide you, free of charge, a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. You may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you wish, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Again, that's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day. Today, Dr. Cairns continues the sixth in a series of studies on the theme, Living Clean in an Unclean World. The text for the series is Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. The current message focuses on verse 14, I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. The emphasis in this portion of the study is living in the joy of biblical holiness. The testimonies referred to by the psalmist are simply the Ten Commandments, the summary of God's moral law. In other words, to live a holy life, we must live in obedience to what the Lord has commanded. This is the essence of biblical holiness. In the course of the message, Dr. Cairns has stressed that one of the most harmful things a believer can do is to profess belief in God's word and yet live contrary to it. Some Christians argue that they don't know how to live holy lives. Yet God's word is perfectly clear about this, and there is really no reason to be ignorant of what God expects. And now to bring God's word for today, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
Now, properly speaking, the word way has the idea of the action of going on a journey. Then it comes to mean the path that you travel on that journey. And of course, then it takes on a metaphorical meaning. It means our manner or our way of life. That's the idea of the word way. You'll notice, therefore, that holiness starts with a path that God has laid out before us. What is that path? It is the way of God's testimonies. Now, this is a very interesting term. The word testimonies is simply God's law. God's law. And specially, the word testimony in the singular is a definition of the Ten Commandments. In Exodus 34 and verse 29, you have the actual reference to the two tables of the law as the two tables of testimony. And the testimony is particularly the Ten Commandments. You remember the ark had the tables of the law placed inside it. We'll have more to say about that in a minute. But it was called the Ark of Testimony because the testimony was in the ark. So the pathway that is here before us is the pathway of God's law. Now, that includes not only the Ten Commandments, but God's witness, as the word has the force, witness, testimony. God's witness on any subject. Now, what it's saying is, when God says something about anything, that something becomes the path for our obedience. I've said before from this pulpit, and I want to say it again, God does not have opinions. God does not entertain concepts. Let's scrap all that. Those are things that fill the minds of men. God is truth, full, absolute truth. And when he speaks and bears witness, it is not an opinion about truth. It's not some nebulous concept that's there to be proved or disproved. It is a witness of absolute truth and therefore a witness of absolute authority. So holiness starts with God's witness. Holiness continues with that law of God. And holiness ends. It starts, it continues, and it finishes with what God has to say. Now that, in a way, sets us free. We're not in the business of having our consciences bound by the dictates of man. We are Presbyterians, we are Protestants. And we state this as a basis, or should I say, in our very basis of belief. We state this clearly and emphatically, that no man-made opinion has the right to bind the conscience of a child of God. When I come to sign our confession of faith, I sign it, and it is binding on my conscience because I sign it as believing it is an expression of what the Bible is teaching. It's what God is teaching. We're free from the tyranny of human opinion. We're free from the dominion of man's thoughts. We are not bound by the in thing. Oh, that we would learn this. I know that young people especially say, well, that's just an old fella preaching. I can honestly say that is not the case. When I was a young fella in our country, there was an in way of dressing for the young. It said you were with it. And there was an in kind of music. In fact, all that has come to be the in music today really traces itself back to what was happening in those days. And I can honestly say, and this was not just true of me, I think of my friends as we were a bunch of young people together. Never crossed our minds that we had to look the way they looked. Never crossed our minds that we had to grow our hair the way they grew our hair. Now, there were people who started to do that. And I remember people saying, well, if you want to win them, you've got to be like them. The greatest lie in the book. This was the opinion of the world. This is the way you've got to live. This is the way you've got to look. This is the way you've got to dress. And as young teenagers, I said, no. It's not that the Bible says you can't have your hair that way or you can't wear coats or whatever that way. Not that the Bible said that. But our position was they're telling us this is the way they want us to do it because this is the way they're doing it and we're not going to be bound by their opinion. It's good to be set free from the opinions of men. Holiness starts, continues, and ends with what God has said. Psalmist said, Psalm 16, thou wilt show me the path of life. The path of life. You see, that's the real path we want to walk. Not interested in the comings and goings of human opinion. I want to know the path of life. I want to know what God reveals about the path of life. Because he says, in thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. And that's not just talking about when we get to glory. When you're walking with God in the path of his witness, then you'll find in his presence is fullness of joy. So holiness is not first a reaction to the world around about us. Holiness is first and foremost a reception of a divine revelation and then the decision to act accordingly. That leads me to the very simple truth that holiness is actually walking in that path. Now, life is real, and it's very perplexing at times. When you turn to the 73rd Psalm, you have the story of a man who is walking through the real world with all the tensions of that world. This is a godly man, Asaph, the psalmist, and he's worried. You know, there was a time he was so worried it almost overthrew him. He almost lost out with God. His feet were almost gone. Why? Because he was having a really rough time in life, and the ungodly were having an easy time. And he wondered, why would God allow wicked, vicious enemies of truth to prosper? And I'm trying to do what's right, and all I get is trouble and more trouble and pain and suffering. Why would that be? And that's a perennial problem. People keep on asking this, you know, as if they had suddenly discovered some great new philosophical dilemma. No, this has been in the human heart and mind forever. And Asaph the psalmist was so blown away by this that he almost gave up. Until verse 17 of Psalm 73, I went into the sanctuary of God. Let me stop there. You know, that would be an end to an awful lot of our problems. That would be the answer to an awful lot of our dilemmas. That would bring peace to an awful lot of troubled breasts if only we would take the time to go into the sanctuary of God. Instead of sitting on the outside carping, criticizing, and getting bitter, if we would actually take time to go in and get into the sanctuary of God. He said, until I went in to the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction. Verse 21, he sees them falling. He sees that the ungodly appear to be prospering, but they're like people dancing on the edge of hell. He says, I saw their end. And when you see the end of a sinner, listen to me, when you see the end of a sinner, you will never envy him for a moment, no matter how much he has going for him in this life. That's how hell became real to Asaph. And this is what he said, verse 21, thus my heart was grieved. And I was pricked in my reins. So foolish was I and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. What a confession. Lord, I was as foolish as any dumb brute. I was thinking the way an ox might think. I was reacting in the most foolish possible manner, and I've been pricked in my conscience about this. And then he says this, nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Now here's walking the pathway. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward, receive me to glory. What is holiness? Holiness is walking the path of life guided by the counsel of God. That's what holiness is. In Psalm 119, verse 105, we have the words, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It is this light that's shining along the road. It's this counsel of God. It's the testimony. It's the witness of heaven. Do you know, when you take the witness of heaven as the guiding light through life, it makes right and wrong a whole lot plainer. You see, the Bible is a plain man's guide. You can take the Bible. I'm not for one moment insinuating that there are not difficult and deep but mysterious things in Scripture. Certainly there are, because the Bible is dealing with the most profound subjects that the human mind can possibly grapple with. But what I'm saying to you is, when it comes to the things concerning life and death and eternity, the Bible is absolutely plain. There's no difficulty in understanding how God wants us to live. No difficulty in that. Or there's difficulty in submitting to what God says about how we should live. We've all found that difficulty. And we cloud that and we cover it up and we cloak it under a lot of hypocritical argumentation as if it were difficult to know what to do. In most cases, Christians know how to live. And even if there are decisions that in themselves are difficult to come by, yet the basic principles that govern all decisions are not difficult to understand.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.